This is Ozarks at Large. Louis Kahn is on that list of highest regarded 20th century architects. He was awarded both the American Institute of Architects Gold Medal and the Royal Gold Medal for Architecture. His work includes the Salk Institute in La Jolla, California, and the Kimball Art Museum in Fort Smith. Kahn's work, teachings, and legacy are subjects of a new book published by the University of Arkansas Press, Louis I. Kahn, The Nordic Latitudes, by Per Olaf Field and Emily Randall Field. In December, Per Olaf Field traveled from his home in Oslo to the University of Arkansas to discuss the book, and during that trip, he came to the Carver Center for Public Radio. Field was a student of Kahn's for a seminal year in Field's life, and he writes about that, among other things, in the book. But the author admits it took him some time to be ready to write about Kahn.
It's taken a very long time, and it's taken a long time for me to mature in the material, since there are so many books about Kahn already. But throughout the years, and I knew that there were things there I would like to express, and it takes a time, but I'm very happy about the final result, both Emily and me.
You mentioned in the introduction that you relied a lot on notes that you took over time, that you're a lifelong note taker.
Yes, I very much am. I've always take notes, particularly in relation to studies and when I listen to people, or so the notes have always been with me, and I've been fortunate then to have some very important people to take notes from. So that certainly helps in that sense.
And you identified in this book that the notes are sometimes ideas or observations, and maybe not necessarily direct quotes from someone or something like that.
Mm. Well, there is a mixture, but the quotes, I'm fully aware of that I quote, and when I then continue the quote. That's so I'm aware of who owns what, to put it that way. But sometimes these things goes together in a way that you are not sure about in the beginning. And particularly the long time with this Pritzker Prize winner, Sverre Fehn, that I have many, many notebooks from. And but the notebooks in that is also more that of a conversation, which is a little bit different from the Kahn notes. But I think the Kahn notes that is in the book is important in the sense that they truly sort of talks about 1 year as a foreigner in his studio, the day-to-day notes.
The masterclass, that's the second section of the book.
And
the
that's
one
correct.
That I was really taken with, because I was trying to put myself in your shoes or your peers' shoes at that time. And this was 1972-73.
That's correct. The last class he had full time, he died then in the semester after.
That must have been, and you say this, it was an amazing experience from almost the first moment.
It was for me an incredible experience that have followed me the rest of my life. Now that's 46 years ago, and it's still alive in a way. And the book talks about that, that there was some spark that was made there that I could follow then with Sverre Fehn, but has made a strong impact on me, not as an admiration per se on Kahn, but rather my own creative process and the understanding of architecture on a deeper level. So I could always go back to the notes, and I feel it's all refreshing to read Kahn. It's inspiring, and so that has followed me throughout these 46 years, yes.
And it wasn't just Kahn, but as I mentioned, he would have guests.
Right.
And some of the most amazing minds in architecture.
Yes.
And I loved your description of their interchanges. Mm. Brilliant people.
Yes.
With often very immense experience and firm opinions, and just hearing them kind of dance around those sometimes.
Yeah, they were really hitting one another. the big ones were really hitting one another in a way that they never gave in. And Kahn, in some way, was able sort of to intervene with this in a very beautiful way, I must say, though he never gave in either, and sort of was had to be sure that he sort of got his last words, to put it that way. But he had such a brilliant mind, so whether he did not like it or very much liked it, it was what was said or crawled about. He was still open in a way, which also we felt good about. The only time I really felt that he was sort of angry in a way was this time with Venturi that I talk about in the book, when he talked about the duck house.
yes. And it's worth getting the book just for that conversation that eventually weaves into a Kentucky Fried Chicken store, right?
That's correct. And then he used, but Venturi, why do you say such things like that? You're not such a bad architect. At the same time, Venturi was the first assistant that Kahn hired. Mm-hmm. So it's a very interesting duality in that part.
The first conversation I think that you and Ms. Kahn had, just the two of you, was about your origins, right? Or your somewhat shared history.
I very much felt that he was sort of, since I was from the north and is the only student that has been from the north in Kahn's studio, I very much felt that he was somewhat attracted by it. He wanted to feel me out in a way, particularly in relation to the language. And I'm very aware that he knew certain words that he picked up, particularly when there was a Swedish-American student there, and when we talked, he was very alert. Hmm. At the same time, he asked me this question that was sort of has worked as a base for the research of the book when he asked me directly, do you know Arne Korsmo? Arne Korsmo is this famous Norwegian architect that is internationally placed, and I did not know him at that time, as my whole education is from the States. But that moment in which I did not know has followed me ever since, really.
You mentioned both in the book and during our conversation that you felt you needed to mature into the book. Mm-hmm. How did you know that was happening?
Well, I was very fortunate to have a grant and stayed 1 year in the collection, and which was a beautiful thing. And then I was a fairly young guy. This was in 86. Mm-hmm. And I thought I had it all laid out. I was right about daylight and Kahn on light. And then I went into the archive and understood that there was a certain one was a phrases that is so often used, but behind that was a story and a material that I did not know at the time. So the Fulbright year in the collection was very important in that sense. And yes, I had several attempts on the book, but I would say I was not mature enough to write it before now. but I'm glad it came now.
I would say there has to be a somewhat emerging sense of maturity to realize you're not mature enough yet.
You're right. I think you have to sort of face yourself in the way that are you really up to discussing this material? Or do you want to just simulate what others have said before? What is your offer in a way? And that had to be clarified in a better way. But when that was done, it was also, I knew I had the material. The question was also how it could come together.
And then there's also the sense of responsibility.
That's correct. Very much so. And it was fantastic in the Kahn collection that we had a little gig about the book a month ago, to come back to the collection and sort of facing him. Here, Mr. Kahn, here you have my book. I hope you like it. So that was a big experience and a moment for both Emily and me. That was a rather beautiful moment because you felt that you have done the best, your best, and you gave this back in a way.
Are there any similarities between putting a project like this together and creating a structure?
No, I would not say so. In some way, it's sort of an easy sentence to say, but architecture to build comes, in principle, very easy for me. But I have a fantastic time with making a book in the way that you have no excuses. It's just you and your mind that works together. And sort of it's a thermometer how sharp you are at all time and what the precision you actually have in relation to what you're talking about. It's very few instruments. It's you, the brain, and a pencil on a, or a machine, right? In that way, I feel at times architecture has more tools. I'm not saying that it's easy at all,
right.
rather the opposite. But to be alone in your own world with the words, I think it's a rather beautiful thing that I feel very strongly about. I feel strongly about it in the way that certain times in your life you have heard certain sentences, certain words, and when in certain moments in that sort of you discover something, aha, that you discover something that you have not seen or realized before. And I think the poet and the world that the poet use have that capacity.
Well, congratulations on the book. I think people familiar with or not that familiar with his work will benefit greatly from picking this up.
Well, thank you very much.
Per Olafield is co-author, along with his wife, Emily Randallfield, of the book Lewis I. Kahn, The Nordic Latitudes, published by the University of Arkansas Press. He spoke with us in December during a visit to the University of Arkansas. He is a professor emeritus at the Oslo School of Architecture and Design, and he and Emily have a studio practice in Oslo as well.